1. Is there anything I can do for you? 2. Sorry, but we don't have the suits in your size. 3. How much does it cost? 4. These pens are $6 each. 5. The shoes are a bit tight. 6. Have you got any other color? 7. We've sold out the dark blue blouse. 8. What's the price of the apples? 9. I'd like to have a look at those light blue trousers. 10. The hat is nice and cheap. I'll take it. Part A. 1.
Can I help you?
Yes, I want to buy some vegetables. How do you sell the potatoes?
$1 a pound. How much do you need?
2 pounds. What does the man want? 2.
How big the new shopping center is. Where shall we visit first?
I think we'd better look around the first floor, then go upstairs. Where are the two speakers? 3.
These skirts are the fashion. May I try them on?
Yes, please. What's your favorite color?
White or light green.
What does the woman want to buy? 4.
May I have a look at those hats?
Sure. Which one do you like best? The yellow one, the white one, or the red one?
The yellow one, please.
What color does the woman like best? 5.
Could you show me those t-shirts?
Certainly. These are $12 each, and these are $8.
I'll take 2 of those $12 ones.
How much will the woman pay for the t-shirts? Part B. 1.
Can I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for some jogging shoes.
What color?
White or blue.
What size?
7.5.
Just a minute. How about these white ones? Please try them on.
They're just right. How much are they?
They're $69.99.
I'll take them.
Cash or charge?
Traveler's checks. What color of shoes did the man buy? How much did he pay for the shoes? How did the man pay for his shoes? 2.
What can I do for you, sir?
I want to buy some fruit and vegetables.
How about the tomatoes? We have nice and big tomatoes today.
What do you charge for it?
50 cents a pound. How much do you want?
3 pounds, please.
Anything else?
How do you sell these pears?
$1.50 a pound. How much do you want?
2 pounds, please. Here's the money.
Thank you.
How much fruit and vegetable did the man get? How much did the man pay for the tomatoes? How much did the man pay for all the things he bought? 3. What can I do for you, madam?
I'm looking for some toys for my son.
How about this toy car?
It looks nice. How much is it?
$350.
Oh, I'm afraid it's too expensive. Can you show me something cheaper?
How do you like this toy bear?
It's very lovely. What's the price of it?
This one is $105. It's the cheapest here.
That's far more than I wanted to pay. I'm afraid I won't buy anything here.
It doesn't matter, madam. What did the woman want to buy? What did the woman buy at last? Why didn't the woman buy the toy bear? 4.
What can I show you?
Can I see some sunglasses, please?
How about this one? It's the latest fashion. Very popular.
What's the price?
250 yuan.
That's too dear for me. Can you show me something cheaper?
How do you like this pattern? It's very popular among young people now.
How much is this one?
68 yuan.
That sounds reasonable. Give me 2 pairs, please. What does the man want to buy? How much does the man have to pay?
5. Mr. Andrews had a new telephone number. Before he got it, it was the number of a shop. The shop now had a new number, but a lot of women did not know this, so they still telephoned the old one. At first, Mr. and Mrs. Andrews always said, "We are sorry. You have the wrong number. The shop has a new one now." But women still continued to telephone them to ask for things. So, after some time, Mr. and Mrs. Andrews began to answer them like this. "Good morning, madam. What do you want us to send to you today?" They thought, "Perhaps they will stop telephoning us when they don't get their things." But this did not help Mr. and Mrs. Andrews, because now women began to telephone them more and more and say angrily, "Where are my things? They have not come yet. Why haven't you sent them yet?" Why did so many women phone Mr. and Mrs. Andrews? What did Mr. and Mrs. Andrews do at first? How did they answer the phones after some time? Why didn't the women stop phoning?